Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Clemens. And a swung on hit high in the air, deep to center field, way back it may go. Gone! A grand slam! A grand slam! Mike Piazza!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Alison Tron.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on The Fan. I'm going to join the show, 888-808-1019. Got my man Paulie Rosenberg behind the glass. What's good, brother? Bad night for the New York basketball teams.
Bad night for Rutgers.
The umbilical cord has finally been cut. Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams are out of here. The Mets make their first spring training roster cuts. But I'm going to start because I'm pretty pissed off after watching what I watched at Madison Square Garden. And no, I did not spend $350 to get in the building. Thank God I didn't. The New York Knicks with a halftime lead, 8-point lead, only to have, again, the third quarter blues and lose to Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, 114-102, again at Madison Square Garden. The chef was cooking in the second half. He was shaking and baking, dancing and prancing. Harlem shaking all over the court. Almost had a triple-double. 28, 9, and 7. The Warriors are now 9-1 since with Jimmy Butler on the floor in uniform. 9-2 as a whole. And it's 2025, and can you believe it? LeBron James and Steph Curry on championship-contending teams. This is nuts. But back to the Knicks. No Karl-Anthony Towns. Personal reasons. Listen, there's things that are bigger than basketball, bigger than any sport, so hopefully everything's good with Karl-Anthony Towns. But I have somebody in mind to target right now because I'm tired of watching him wide open, and I do mean wide open, passing up shots. A guy we traded 16 first-round picks for, which I didn't have a problem with. I didn't. I thought teaming in with Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson, and at the time, Dante DiVincenzo was no longer here, the Villanova squad would be a good thing. And listen, the Knicks are 40-21, so it's not like they're fighting for a play-in spot. But how many times do I have to watch Mikal Bridges, especially on a night without Karl-Anthony Towns, pass up wide-open shots? How many times do I have to see him look timid on the court? How many times do I have to see him look like a scared puppy on the offensive end of the floor? And it's not like he shot 1-for-10, Josh Hart. Josh Hart was horrible tonight. Horrible. And it happens. 2 points, was like 1-for-90 from the floor. So you're going to need a Mikal Bridges to step up. OG Anunoby stepped up. 29 points. He stepped up. On a night, clearly, the Golden State Warriors did not want Jalen Brunson to beat them. Forcing the ball out of his hand every time he crossed half court, a double team. You need somebody to step up. Bridges stepped up. OG Anunoby stepped up. Where was Bridges? 15 points? Only three guys in double figures? It's not going to get it done. I don't care get against any team in the league. It's not going to get it done. Bridges started out his Knick career horribly, then he had a great December, picked it up. He's just been so hot and cold, super hot and cold. But I'm screaming at the TV, shoot the ball, shoot it, you're wide open. And instead, he's triple pumping passing, he's driving the baseline looking lost, passing up wide open shots again, and then he's passing it in the corner to Pressure 2, who chucks up a three. No business shooting a three-point ball, by the way. No business. You need Mikal Bridges to step up. You need him to be an alpha. And instead, he's a scared puppy. That's exactly what he is. And it's annoying as a Knicks fan. It's very annoying as a Knicks fan. Watching this crap. And I know Evan's laughing right now if he's listening. Ha, 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 we got 5 year picks. Picks are not going to do anything. But you play 36 minutes. You get 15 points. You had 12. The game was over. And you had a three-pointer that, you know, bounced in three times off the rim and went in. But 15 points with no Towns, Mitchell Robinson on a minutes restriction, and the bench doing absolutely nothing offensively. Preston Chu with 15 rebounds, but he had 8, McBride 6, Shamet 5, Campaign 5. It's not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done. Now, do I still think this team could advance to the, you know, conference finals? Fully healthy? Yes. Am I confident the way I was to start the season? Hell no. And no, not because they're 0-7 against the Cavs, the Celtics, and OKC. It's not that reason. It's not. It's because if Jalen Brunson doesn't do everything, and Karl-Anthony Towns doesn't have it going, I can't rely on Mikal Bridges to pick up the workload. I can't. And looking at my timeline, I wasn't the only one frustrated watching this tonight. You can't pass open wide open shots. You can't do it. You can't. Shoot it. Jalen Brunson can't score 30-35 every night. Some Knicks fans think he can. He can't do it. It's going to be burned out by the time the playoffs come. Did you see last year? Karl-Anthony Towns, who knows when he's going to be back? You know, I'm not going to speculate anything. All I hope for is that everything's okay with him. Personally, you know, you had some fans writing some disgusting tweets about it. And these are the same people that call out when they have a toenail. They want to take a FMLA. So, take it with a grain of salt. But Mikal Bridges, you're my target. And probably every Knicks fan's target right now as well. Because if he doesn't have it going, if we can't depend on him, because, you know, OG Anunoby, I wish he would play like this every night. I wish he would. I just worry about him getting hurt. He's making over $200 million. He should be playing like this every night. 15 to 20 points a night. Easy. He has the ability to do it. Easy. So with Towns out, he stepped up big time tonight. Big time. But Bridges, nowhere to be found. And when you're playing against a team that's scorching hot right now, with Jimmy Butler, Mr. Ida can't pay the rent even though I make billions and millions of dollars, Steph Curry shooting the lights out, and Draymond Green, let me tell you right now, with Draymond Green, I can't stand it. He has a face you just want to punch. He does. He does. 9 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. He's yelling at his teammates. I believe he was yelling at Quentin Post a lot in this game. But the New York Knicks, and I know I can't be the only Knicks fan that's concerned with Mikal Bridges on the offensive end. At half, he had 6 points. It can't be. You can't have that. You can't have that when one of your star players is out offensively. And you were up 8 at the half. Even with that. But that's not sustainable. And the second half, it reared its ugly head. And the Knicks go down to the Golden State Warriors, 114 to 102. And again, I know every Net fan, all 7 of you, are laughing about the trade. But it was a trade that had to be done, a trade I agreed with. And I'm hoping, and I know it's March 4th, and I'm hoping, with about 20 games left, 2021 games left, that Mikal Bridges takes his head out of his you-know-what, that Josh Hart kicks him in the you-know-what, that Jalen Brunson kicks him in the you-know-what and says, hey, my guy, it's time to pick it up offensively. 60-some games. Enough's enough. Because if you don't bring it every night on the offensive end, and I know this is the best Knicks offensive team I've seen in my lifetime. I sat through 80, 78 grinders against the Heat, against the Pacers, against the Bulls. This Knicks team is the best offensive Knicks team in my lifetime. But on a night like this, with your star player, Karl-Anthony Towns is out, Bridges needed to at least put 20 to 25 on the board himself and chip in to help the cause. Because again, look at this, Ogunjobi 29. Then you had Josh Hart, 2 points. He had a horrific night offensively. Mitchell Robinson to get on a minute restrictions. Played 15 minutes, 7 points. He's there for his rebounding. Brunson, 25. Achiuwa, 8. McBride, 6. Shamet, 5. Payne, 5. And Bridges, 15. And when Steph Curry has it going like that, and by the way, he's only lost one game at Madison Square Garden his whole career. One. And that was in 2013, the 54-point game. In an exciting game. That's one of the games of that season that stands out the most to me. The Garden was electric. Steph dropped 54. I believe he had 11 threes in that game. And the Knicks won that game. That's the only game that Steph Curry's ever lost on that floor, including when he played for Davis and he did win a game on the floor at Madison Square Garden. But Knicks fans, what are your thoughts? Are you worried about this team? Are you concerned about Mikal Bridges on the offensive end? Are you concerned about what's going on with Karl-Anthony Towns? I don't know if he's going to be back for the West Coast road trip, which is a big West Coast road trip. Kicks off with the Los Angeles Lakers on Thursday, who are blazing hot right now. Congrats to LeBron. First play in NBA history with 50,000 points. That man is 40 years old. 40. And still one of the best plays in the...
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
League. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Justin in Floyd Park. Justin, you're first on the fan.
What's going on, brother?
What's up, Justin?
Before I get into it, my boy Ray Ray made a little messed up comment to my uncle, Ken from Queens. I'll tell you, Ray Ray might be barking up the wrong tree. That's all I'm going to say. Not going to, go crazy with it. But Ray Ray went a little overboard there on a Saturday with my uncle there. As far as the Knicks go, I'm with you 1,000%. I'm worried. I just think that when money's on the line, these guys just don't play enough defense. And Bridges is not the star we thought he'd be. Okay, he was with Phoenix. He had potential. But he came out of Nova. I wanted the Knicks to draft him. But I'm sorry. I just don't see it with him. I just don't think he fits in right with this team. There's something missing with this guy, that he's not the same player that he was with the Nets, that he was with Phoenix. And when the money's on the line, Al, defense has been championships. And who's playing defense on this team besides OG? I mean, I'm very concerned about this team.
Well, I'm waiting to see what happens with Mitchell Robinson. Josh Hart plays defense. He's 100. He gives 110%. Mitchell Robinson, once he gets his stamina up, I'm not worried about him. He'll erase some of the defensive flaws when it comes to Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns and whoever else is on the floor. I'm not worried about him. I wonder with Bridges. In Phoenix, he was the third option in Phoenix, but he looked comfortable. Right. In Brooklyn, when you got nothing to play for, you can let it all hang out. Who cares? But here, when the spotlight is bright at Madison Square Garden for the Knicks, I wonder if he's like deferring too much to the Nova to his other Nova guys.
I agree. And listen, Brunson can only do so much. They're going to buckle down there, like you just said, like they did tonight. He had 25, but they were a tough 25. And I know we didn't have Towns tonight. That makes a big difference. That opens up the floor. That stretches it out. I get it. But I don't know, Al. Just watching them against Cleveland, watching them against the Celtics, obviously OKC. They beat none of these teams. You're going to have to face one of these teams in the playoffs. And I'm telling you right now, Al, I know I'm crazy, but if they play the Pistons in the first round, that's going to be a war, Al. An absolute war.
Cunningham
is becoming a star in our eyes. It's scary, Al.
Well, I'm not worried about the Detroit Pistons. I'm not. I know they're 35-27. I know this.
They play well with the guard now.
They're not battle tested. You know, this will be the first time getting in the playoffs in God knows how long. And thanks for the call, Justin. This will be the first time they get in the playoffs in God knows how long. You know, they're the 6th seed right now. The Knicks are the 3 seed. It's a potential matchup. You know, the Pacers are right there as well. The 5th seed, the Bucks, they have the same record as the Pacers. I'm just concerned. Right now, my main concern is this team. I want to get to the playoffs healthy, a top 3 seed. And I'll take my chances fully loaded and healthy. I know what you're saying on the defensive end, but I think Mitchell Robinson, as the season goes on, by the time the postseason rolls around, if he's healthy, he'll erase a lot of the flaws on his team defensively, especially rim protection, especially defensive rebounding, second chance points, second chance effort. I just want to see Mikal Bridges man up. That's all I want. Man up. You're wide open. Take the shot. You're one-on-one. You have the lane. Drive the ball to the basket. He has one of the best mid-range jumpers in the game. Stop deferring. There was one possession that drove me nuts. Hard pass it to Brunson. Brunson passed it back to Bridges. Bridges is wide open. Triple pumps in the lane. Passes it out. Gets it back. Double pumps and passes. I'm like, shoot the ball. Shoot the damn ball. You're wide open. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ralph and Bradley Beach. Ralph, you're on the fan.
What's it going on, Big Al? Great talking to you. Been away for a while, but I'll tell you, my problem is the T-man. Hibbs, play the damn bench. You're burying these guys. I never seen nothing like it. I played 10 Georgetown Press Madness. This guy, play Kolek. Play the other big guy. You're going to bury him. What are they doing? What's the other guys doing? Like you said, Bridges ain't doing anything. Play the bench. You're going to be dead by the second round.
Well, to be fair, Ralph.
Yeah, you know this is a lot of pain for me. But I'll tell you, I've been a Knicks fan since the Frazier days. Play the plays. You're there to play. Not sit there and get splinters. I don't get this, Tibbs. He's like a military Nazi walking around.
Well, Ralph, to be fair, When Carl Anthony Towns is in a lineup, he's been playing 10 players. He has been playing the bench. But no Towns tonight. Who else is he supposed to play?
I know, Al. But still, during the year, he's been limited to 7. And I can't stand it. My friends can't stand it. We're old school Bill Brownlee guys. He's got to get the players in there. It's a chemistry. You sit down, Kolek. Kolek's a true point guard. I just don't understand it.
They have enough guards. They have enough guards on this team. You know,
look at the guy on Cleveland. We could have had the
which
guy's
guy?
A genius.
Plays
everybody. Look at him,
Kenny Atkinson.
A man loved Atkinson is a genius. That's a coach I want. Some young spirit. He's lost. He's a dinosaur. I love Tibbs. He's got great defensive, but he's not an offensive mind. And you know that, Al, because you know what you're talking about. I love your energy, but I'll tell you, Harrington is—he's a real coach.
No, I get it with Atkinson, and thanks for the call. He's turned Cleveland around, but again, I got to see Cleveland do it in the playoffs. I got to see Cleveland get it done in the playoffs. 50 wins in a regular season? Okay, that's fine. Last time I checked, their best player in the playoffs was in street clothes as well, and they got eliminated by the Boston Celtics. Year before that, they got smacked by the Knicks in 5. Let's see them get it done in the playoffs. Cat Paulie!
You can also say that about the Knicks, by the way. Let's see them get it done in the playoffs. That's just a fair.
I know. Same thing. We went down with injuries in the playoffs as well. What I'm saying is everybody thinks the Cavs 50 wins are going to win a championship this year. Let's see them do it in the playoffs.
Are you one of the Knicks fans that you just want to get in and whatever happens, happens?
I want to get in the playoffs healthy and whatever happens, happens.
Okay, healthy.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens. Anything else besides an Eastern Conference final appearance, total failure, fire tips probably?
No, here it is. If they get smoked out by the Celtics, like, let's say 5-game series, not even competitive, I'm going to be pissed. If they lose in 6 hard fought, I can deal with it. They're the champs. I can deal with that.
Losing in first and second round would be...
No, first round, forget it. It's pathetic.
Sure, yeah.
Pathetic. Especially after the moves they made. But if they lose to the Celtics in 6 games hard fought, 7-game series, hey... okay, this is year one with this group. Carl Anthony Towns, Bridges, who knows? Maybe they, you know, Leon Rose is not going to sit on his hands.
No, someone's going to have to go, and most of the time it's the coach, not the players, right? So if they don't make a substantial run in the postseason, they're probably going to fire Tibbs. Let's just call, well, we'll call it like it is. They're probably going to, and whether that's the right decision or the wrong decision, because you're not going to get rid of Jalen Brunson, you're not going to get rid of the core right now, you're not going to do that.
You might trade Cat. You can. If you're looking to upgrade, you, that's the piece to move, salary-wise, to upgrade for another star. I don't know, there's a guy in Milwaukee that might be available. If you're going to do it, that's the one to do. And then you got Bridges for one more year. Maybe you move him in a package. So there are moves to be done. But if they lose in the first round, it's an embarrassment. I will not wear any Nick gear until next season. 888-808-1019. More calls after the break. Al Cintron on The Fan. Back after this.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing can stop us tonight.
I wish the rhythm would take over Mikal Bridges' body on the offensive end. Jesus, shoot the ball. Al Cintron on The Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. And you can find me on social media at DOLNYC. I had to change it. It was long overdue. It fits. So that's TIOALNYC. Let's go to Billy in East Brunswick. Billy, you're on The Fan.
Oh, hey, Al.
What's up, Billy?
Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, brother.
I'm a diehard, and I don't agree with the previous caller about Tibbs. I had to listen to it. But I agree with everything Bridges. Oh my God, it's bad. And we made some good trades, right? And the guards on the bench, they just aren't good. Besides Deuce McBride is awesome. Awesome might be strong, but he's a very good player, especially off the bench.
He can't be the main guy off the bench, though. He's a nice piece off the bench. He can't be the main guy off the bench.
That's what I want to tell you. Yep. I think Hart's got to come off the bench, be at the seven. I don't think there's another guard. I like Precious at eight, and I like 55, too. He doesn't get in the game. But he's the rookie. But...
Yeah, he's hurt right now. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. He hurt himself.
And and that's my worry, too. Last year, down the stretch, the injuries killed us, and we couldn't compete, to the very end, to the conference finals. And I'm really worried about Towns. You know, we lost, DiVincenzo, who's definitely the spark. You know, and it'd be great to have him. But it just him, Barrett, and Quickly, those are our guards. And this is what we're stuck with. But I think Tibbs is here, and I think the Knicks make good trades. But, in the end, I mean, I don't see them being Boston. Cleveland's awesome. And OKC, they got nothing for OKC.
Well, OKC doesn't worry me because we're not going to see – I mean, the only way we see them is in a championship. And thanks for the call, Billy. That doesn't concern me. Because if we wanted to go down – if we want to go down that road, we swept the Nuggets, correct? We swept the Grizzlies, correct? We swept the Rockets, I believe, correct? Like we've beaten top teams. The Knicks have beaten top teams. It's just they haven't beaten the Boston Celtics. They haven't beaten the Cleveland Cavaliers this year. And OKC. OKC's smacking everyone. It just is what it is. They are stacked. And they're going to be around for a long time. And good for them. My concern is the Knicks right now. I just want to get in the playoffs healthy. That's it. And I'll take my chances. Now, maybe with Carl Anthony Towns, attending to personal issues, maybe this will be a blessing in disguise. He was banged up. Maybe this will be a blessing in disguise for the team. He'll rest up, heal up, and come back ready to go to end the season on a strong note. It just sucks. It's right before the West Coast road trip, which is always tough for any team, going east or west and vice versa, west to east. It's tough. But I'm with you. I think the right, come playoff time, the move is move Hart to the bench. Move Josh Hart to the bench. That's the right thing to do. You have that jolt off the bench like when Hart was first traded here, right off the bench, boom, his energy. And now your bench is deeper with Achiuwa, McBride, Shamet, Payne. You have Robinson in the middle defensively. One of the best rebounders in the game. They're trying to get him to the playoffs healthy. That's it. A man who has a injury history. We know the history. We know it. We know it. But he got him on a minutes restriction right now, 15 to 20 minutes. And I'm not going to go crazy about it. It's the right thing to do. You know, if Tibbs had his way, the training wheels would be off. My man would be playing 35 minutes tonight. But, you know, Precious played the 30 minutes and played well. 8 points, 15 rebounds. I'm just tired of seeing him taking corner threes. That's not his game. That is not his game. And I blame the guards putting him in position, driving to the basket, and then kicking it to him in a wide open, and he's wide open in the corner. You're wide open for a reason. That's not your game. It's annoying. Let's go to Josh and Passaic. Josh, you're on the fan.
Hey, what's doing? How you doing, man?
I'm great, Josh. What's up?
Good. So, as you know, much of our saying with the Bridges trade, it was never, you know, bad considering that you didn't really give up players and you want to win the next few years. The issue, though, you know, a lot of Knicks fans are upset when they traded for Towns that they're breaking up, you know, the core they had going on last year. And if you look, the trading for superstars move has pretty much yet to really pan out the last 5 years. You've seen multiple teams do it. The Suns, the Nets, the Sixers, and a few other teams. They try, and the Bucks are trading for Dame, and all these people trade for players. And then, like, look what happens to them. The Suns are ready to move on from Durant. And, you know, I was hearing one fan who was saying that, you know, maybe they could have used those picks to go after Durant. And this guy, maybe he wouldn't have stayed as healthy, but, you know, he would have definitely been very solid. And Bridges, you don't know what you took out from the Nets. He was the number one player on the team. That's why he put up that point. You know, you should have, maybe it should have been a little bit of a warning sign, you know, that he only was putting up 21, 22 points in a team that had no players. And now you're just going to have to rock it out with the guys and you have to see what happens. But that's my feelings on it. Thanks for taking my call. Have a great night.
My pleasure, Josh. The team is better this year than last year. It's the fastest they won 40 games since the 1997 season, I believe. The team's better. The team's more talented. Now, do they have that grit that last year's team has? No. But they're better. They are better than last year's team. They're more talented than last year's team. And let's not forget Julius Randle on those Knicks teams was hurt in the playoffs as well. He wasn't 100% going into the playoffs, which hurt this team. Hurt them. This is year one with Brunson and Towns. And Bridges and OG. This group, year one. It took the Celtics a while to find the right pieces. It took the Bucks a while to find the right piece for to win the chip. It takes time. It takes time. But the Knicks cannot get embarrassed like me and Paulie were discussing last segment. You can't get embarrassed in the playoffs. You can't.
Right, I agree with that. And going back to how about last year's team and the difference. And listen, you can say what you want. And I agree, this year's better. This year's team is better. But you had the Nova vibes going last year with Dante DiVincenzo, even Hartenstein, and you had all that going on, all that good vibe going on, and they chose to move Randle and move DiVincenzo. Yes, for Karl Anthony Towns, the best player in that deal, clearly, but they chose to break up their core and say what you want, that they couldn't sign Isaiah. We all understand that.
Yeah.
But they chose to break up their core group to try to get better because they knew that group last year couldn't win again. And they didn't even win last year, and they couldn't do it again this year. That was a calculated move by Rose and everyone involved.
Last year's group, I would have loved to see them healthy versus the Celtics. I would have loved it. The Knicks would, you know, that team was grit. I mean, they were dirty. I mean, they were New York City. Old school New York City. This Knicks team is this New York City. This time, 2025 New York City.
So, and sometimes you need to evolve, by the way. I think that the evolving and adapting, I think that makes sense for life and for sports. That's fine. But again, they chose to They chose to break up that team.
Mm-hmm.
They chose that. The Knicks leadership chose to do that. And this is part of it, right? This it is what it is.
888-808-1019. More calls after the break. And Knicks talk. Al Cintron on the Fan back after this.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.